best-selling music artists in the United States who have sold over 25 million albums. Y'all give it up. Show your love right now for R. Kelly. Yeah.
25 million. Well, I ain't seen that money.
You got to renegotiate that deal,
yeah,
brother.
We have to do something.
Hey, you've been working on your new album and you've been putting out hits since the 90s, man. How do you stay energetic and relevant?
Yeah, that's because my attitude is like when I'm up 50, I play like I'm down 50. So if you keep that kind of attitude, you're going to stay in the game. You know, that's probably why I'm still doing it like this.
Now, right now, it seems like, you know, like the game is like a very hip-hop driven world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does it feel to be an R&B artist, you know, still fighting for position against like all these other artists?
Well, you know, I don't feel like I'm fighting at all. I just be, you know, I don't worry about nothing. I just love music. It's in me. And I'm very confident of my worth to the game. Mm-hmm. And I just play it. I have fun with it.
And to that end, when we're talking about the length of time that you've been in the game, I think when people hear R. Kelly, certain things just pop to mind, whether it's an album or a song with their favorite joint. Some of your life has been on display. Yeah. What do you think, though, is the biggest misconception that people may have?
Well, you know, they don't know I'm a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. They don't know that I'm a funny guy. They don't know I'm, you know, I love basketball and sports, and they just don't know how regular I am. I'm just like you guys, but I just happen to have a gift,
right?
You know, and this gift, now the world knows about it, you know, so it overshined, and it just took away all of the shine when it comes to who is Robert.
Right.
The gift just took over, and that's all people see is the song. They hear the songs, and they see the video, and the stogies, and the drinks, and the women, and the whole hoopla, the stardom that goes with it. So, you know, Robert doesn't get the shine.
So speaking of women, so R, how do you feel about your ex-wife, Andrea, being on Hollywood Exit show?
Well, I don't have no feeling at all. It's my ex-wife, you know, so, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Do you watch it?
You know, when I'm in the studio, we got TVs up everywhere. I may see it in passing or whatever, but I don't ever sit down and get some popcorn, you know, just chill out and just watch the damn thing, you know, but it's all good, man.
Now, you've been a guy who's been flourishing, like, before social media was a big thing. I mean, like, before Twitter, before MySpace, Facebook, and all that good stuff. And a lot of times, we live with you through your music, but we never get a chance to actually hear directly from you. So, like, what is the craziest thing that you heard about yourself that wasn't true that you wish you could have always addressed?
Man, there's too many things. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've been in this business for 25 years and been successful, you know, me from Michael Jackson to anybody that's have exceeded, you know, and proven over and over that they're not a one-hit wonder, you know, it's going to go from the music to the rumors to this to that and the other. So, you know, but it all comes along with the territory. You know, you just got to, you know, I got the world on my shoulders, you know what I'm saying? But then I came with shoulder pads too, you see.
Word. Now, you mentioned working with Michael Jackson, and yesterday was his 55th birthday, man. How what was it like working with such a legend?
The most craziest thing for me is, other than Michael walking in and me actually seeing him for the first time in person, I went to the bathroom. Excuse me one second, my man just got to use the restroom. Went in the restroom, fell out in the floor.
I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to pull yourself together after, you
know,
that.
Yeah, then me being behind the board and him in the booth, you know, getting ready to take directions from me, I'm waiting on him to tell me what to tell him to do.
Right.
You know, so, but when he said, I want you to come in here, and if you can sing backgrounds with me on this, I think it's going to be better, because you're so funny. You mimic me so well. And when he said that, I'm like,
that was awesome.
Okay, I'll be right in. I'll be right in. So, you know, I was like, whoa. So when I'm in there singing, you're not alone, I am here with you, though you're far apart, you're always in my heart. I'm sitting here singing backgrounds with him, but I'm looking out the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh, I'm singing next to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing in the world. I'm still trying to sound just like him, you know. But it was unbelievable, man. It's nothing like that.
Like, where can you go from there? And I think you're one of the few, you know, like, R&B guys who actually jumped on a track with a bunch of rappers and beasted that track. Like, one of my favorite joints that you jumped on was It's Me, Snitches, with Swiss Beats, Lil Wayne. Like, the dude came, it's Mr. Bob Piper, like, you know what I mean? Like, you live the culture. You're not just a dude who just sits around listening to Bobby Womack all day. Like, I mean, you ride around and, like, you live the life.
I am music. I'm real with it, man. It's like I grew up where a lot of rappers grew up. You know, this is all about where you grew up. and what you've seen coming up, you know, the struggle and all of that stuff. So if you happen to be a singer, you know, you're going to be, and if you know how to channel your gift into what's going on today and you know how to, you know, tap into it, you know, you're going to, it's going to be easy for you to get with anybody. I can sing what a preacher talking about, or I can sing what a rapper talking about, because I've been through both.
Right.
You know, so it is what it is.
All right, y'all. Hey, more R. Kelly coming up. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.